Here we go. Testing, 1, 2, 3. All right. And with the King of Kings on in the back. No, this is Ben-Hur. What is with all of the... Oh, Christmas. Jesus. This is fucking November still. No, it's December. Never mind. Democratic Primaries Caucus. All right. So here we go with Tuesday. It's the pre-show. This is the pre-show. And for Tuesday... And we have our Steve Bozell challenge today. This is the Phil Hendry challenge day four, Steve Bozell. And you guys are going to hate my guts. I'll say it during the show. A lot of them are going to hate because the script was, and it was, you know, just all you got to do is write it down. And I said it on Instagram. Did we do it yesterday? Yeah. We did it on Instagram. We did it on Twitter. We did it on Facebook, and we didn't I do it on Facebook? Yeah, and we also did it on the show on the web netcast yesterday, Monday, and the script was, and Steve was reading it. My name is Steve Bozell, and my attorney asked me to take some notes. My attorney, Dolores Plazgame. That was it, and we got like I don't know, a good third of the submissions where everybody just sort of freelanced it, which is cool. Except I got to be able to hear you do the character. And so I had to have you stick to the script. And the guys that did stick to the script, they're probably going to get pissed at me if I let guys in there that didn't stick to the script. So I had to go with the guys that stuck with the script. I recognize that it's a little awkward. I'll give you that. But I think what you need to do is you need to write it down, you know, so you know what you're reading. So unfortunately, you know. What do we got going on today, man? So we have the pre-show. What's tomorrow? The 3rd? The 3rd of December, 2018. That'll be interesting. What the hell were we doing a year ago? I don't know. What's going on, man? Anything interesting? Nothing for me. It was a lazy Monday. Today is Tuesday. We're doing the show on a Monday, as you know, but... Yeah, well, it wasn't a lazy Monday. I mean, I had a couple of auditions, voiceover auditions. Got another one for tomorrow. That's a very important one. Very important. So here we go to our archives. December 3rd, right? Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Phil's made-up movie. Oh, Christ. That's when I was trying to ad-lib the script of a whole movie, remember? Oh, boy. Phil literally ad-libs the dialogue for some Hollywood movie. This week, House on Haunted Hill. Phil's made-up movie. Christ, what a... I remember I was able to do two of those. Phil, I did The Killer Shrews and House on Haunted Hill. And that was it. 1959 Killer... God, what a shit movie that was. I mean, even for a bad Hollywood movie, you know, it was bad. I mean, for a bad Hollywood movie, oh, Christ, it was bad. Excuse me. Monday. Doug Danger wants to else a gay Colonel Sanders since they've essentially... What the fuck? Doug Danger wants to... There you go. I fixed it. 2018. How's everybody doing? Good? Jesus, we're going to get fucking inundated with this shit, man. We got Ben-Hur, we had King of Kings, we had that other goddamn... The one that I always liked was the cat who played Caligula. There's a very famous actor. I think he's British. No, he's American. And he played Caligula. Now, you may know who I'm talking about. He made his debut in the film The Robe. This guy was the greatest fucking Caligula. He was one of the greatest actors any of those early... movies ever had. Talk about chewing the scenery. He was beautiful. I gotta find this guy. Hold on. You're gonna love it. Believe me when I tell you. You're gonna love him. Hold on. He played, yeah. Was it Caligula that he played? Man, he was great. See, Caligula was considered to be just half out of his fucking mind. I think our friend there from Clockwork Orange, what was the name of the actor? Anyway, he did a film called Caligula that was produced by Penthouse Magazine. Makes sense. Malcolm McDowell, and now what am I doing here, YouTube? This dude, he was fantastic. I remember seeing him as a kid and going, that guy is great. He's the most evil. He screamed and and you know what? I don't think the guy ever did anything of note after that. I think he was known for this playing this character. So the film was The Robe with Richard Burton and Jay Robinson. Watch this motherfucker. I'm telling you right now. Now, hold on. Let me just, you know, they've even highlighted this guy, Jay Robinson. I love it. It's not, you know, one of the great things about the internet is you realize you weren't alone all those years ago when you said, wow, this fucking guy's fantastic. Let me make sure that, are we good? All right. Yeah. Jay Caligula.
Go! Both of you! Into your kingdom!
It's inauspicious. That was kind of sucked. But here he is here.
Begin the sale.
Offered as a gladiator, a Greek. I guarantee his strength and fighting spirit.
Buy him.
50 gold pieces.
50?
Dog's meat.
There are no more bids. Get on with the sale.
100.
You bid against me?
Against Tribune Quintus.
Be careful, Tribune.
The Greek is well qualified, sire. He's worth a better price.
200 gold pieces.
300.
You want to make a gift of him to me, is that it?
No, sire. I want him. And I bid against Quintus.
500.
700.
800.
900.
1,000.
3,000.
The bid is 3,000 pieces of gold.
A little high, but I expected to spend more on the twins.
You offend me, Tribune. I think it's time you offend me no more.
Detail, march!
I thought he was only a wastron, a clown. And he's become one of the most dangerous men in the Empire. A traitor and a conspirator against the state.
No, not Marcellus.
Yes, that's why he hasn't come to you, or his family, or his friends. You've heard of this new sect. These fanatics who call themselves Christians, one of them. One of the ringleaders!
It can't be true.
No? Then come. I'll show you. You'll learn. You'll learn for yourself what kind of man it is you prefer to your emperor.
Where is he?
Marcellus' personal slave, remember? The day he dared to bid against me. But now no longer a slave. His partner in treason. Has he talked?
No, sire.
Ask him again.
Where is Tribune Gallio? Where is he hiding? Give him the wheel.
Three of them came here together from Corinth. The Greek slave, a Jewish fisherman, our loyal tribune. We've caught one. Soon we'll have the others.
Where is he? Give it.
Enough for now. He's no good to us
yet. What I'm hearing.
You let them take an imperial prisoner from the palace itself. And you, Tribune Quintus, where were you when this happened? I'll degrade you and send you to the galleys.
Sire, the Greek was nearly dead. By now he's a corpse.
The Greek? Who cares about the Greek? Or the Jew fishermen or any of the rest of them? I want the Roman traitor who's responsible. The man who made fools of the whole Praetorian Guard. I want Tribune Gallio. I want him in my hands before sunrise. I want him alive! I want him to stand before me alive! Do you hear me? Find him or you'll all go to the galleys! Tear the city apart if you have to! But find him! Now, get out! All of you! Go! You don't look very happy.
Have I reason to be?
There isn't a woman in Rome who wouldn't pray for this honor.
There's only one man at whose side I pray to sit.
For this day's out, you'll be praying. On your knees to me, for his life. Senators, Romans, as you know, there exists today in our empire, and even in Rome itself, a secret party of seditionists who call themselves
Christians.
They have enlisted in their ranks the riffraff of the plebeian class, as well as slaves. We have known slave uprisings in the past. We remember Spartacus. But now, it grieves us to inform you that one of our own tribunes has betrayed his trust and joined this party of conspirators. You, not we, shall be the judges of his treason. Bring in Tribune Marcellus Gallio.
You put him to death? Then why are you risking your life for him?
I owe him more than my life. He forgave me my crime against him.
Crime? Do you maintain that it's a crime for a Roman soldier to obey his orders?
The Empire is governed by men. Men sometimes make mistakes. And this, sire, was the greatest mistake ever made by Rome.
So, the Empire makes mistakes. And perhaps the Emperor himself makes mistakes.
Sire.
King, Tribune Gallio, you stand condemned to death. But it is our desire to be merciful. We give you a chance to recant your treason and go free. Kneel to us and renew your tribune's oath of loyalty to your emperor. Renounce your misguided allegiance to this dead Jew who dared to call himself a king.
I cannot renounce him, sire.
All right.
Nor can you. He is so my king and yours as well.
So that's J. Robinson as Caligula. Somebody put together all of his shit from that movie, The Robe. And then he appeared in other movies. But that's the only thing of note that he did. I think he's fucking, you can see he's stealing a scene from Richard Burton. He steals every goddamn scene he's in because he's just so evil, you know. But I don't know. Maybe he was just, that's all he had. I don't know. J. Robinson. It'd be interesting to look up. I looked him up once before in IMDb, and he didn't really, I think he got an, you know, I hate to say this without knowing for sure, but I think I read where the poor man, and I mean that when I say poor man, because he had problems later in life. That I do know, but I don't know specifically what they were. It might have been drugs. Seriously, drugs or alcohol. Let me see something here, man. Just out of curiosity, J. Robinson. I mean, as soon as I saw this guy on TV, because they were rolling The Robe, even back when I was a kid, The Robe was on television because it was from the early 50s. And as soon as that guy came on the screen, you're like, man, this guy's really good. See, he was in Dracula, Bram Stoker's Dracula. He was in, this says actor, Bram Stoker's, this is the same actor. He was in Bram Stoker's Dracula. Character actor J. Robinson owned a pair of the narrowest, cruelest looking eyes. He just died 6 years ago. The narrowest, cruelest looking eyes in the 1950s Hollywood. To compliment them was an evil looking sneer, crisp and biting diction, and a nefarious sounding cackle. These were all draped upon a lean, bony physique that could slither about menacingly like a ready to pounce cobra. With that in mind, he made an auspicious film debut as Caligula in The Robe. That was his film debut. Stealing much of the proceedings from the movie's actual stars, Richard Burton, Gene Simmons, and Victor Mature. Dig that. Now, those are three bona fide fucking movie stars from the 50s. Richard Burton, Victor Mature, and Gene Simmons. He stole every scene from them because he was just such a unique character. Though many complained that Jay's interpretation bordered dangerously on outrageous camp, his depraved Roman emperor... No, it rang really true. It was scary. His depraved Roman emperor nevertheless remains the most indelible image when reminded of the epic costumer, when reminded of the movie The Robe. Born in 1930 in New York City, Jay came from a fine upbringing, tutored at private schools both here and in Europe. His background in summer stock and repertory companies eventually attracted Broadway work in the Shakespeare classics As You Like It in 1950 and Much Ado About Nothing in 1952. He also appeared in and produced the play Buy Me Blue Ribbons in 1951, which was short-lived. After his movie Bow, Jay went on to reprise the scenery chewing Caligula in Demetrius and the Gladiators with Mature and Susan Hayward and offered typically eye-catching supporting turns in The Virgin Queen, starring Betty Davis, and My Man Godfrey, 1957, with David Niven and June Allison. I think My Man Godfrey is public domain. I won't show it on Saturday Cinema, don't worry. However, it was at this juncture that things started to go horribly wrong for Jay. His newfound celebrity reportedly went to his head, and he became extremely difficult to work with. Now, why would you think that, looking at a personality like that? In addition, the volatile actor began experimenting recklessly with drugs. In 1958, he was booked for possession of narcotics, methadone. Methadone in 58? That's what they treat heroin addicts with. That's like their medicine. Back in 58, he got booked and sentenced to a year in jail. Free on bail, the incident and resulting notoriety ruined his career. After scraping up work outside the entertainment industry as a cook and a landlord, he recovered from his drug addiction and married. Resuming work at obscure bit parts, he had another career relapse when he was forced to spend 15 months in jail after an old warrant was served on him. Good Lord. In the late 1960s, Jay started appearing again on television. He even prodded the memory of his own character, Caligula, by playing an impertinent Julius Caesar on the episode of Bewitched. Oy. However, it took a huge star like Bette Davis, who had always recognized and appreciated his talent, to help him regain a footing in movies again when she insisted he take a prime role in her movie Bunny O'Hare. That was just on the tube. The movie failed miserably, deservedly so, but Jay prevailed and managed to repair his status with a number of delightfully flamboyant and hammy performances. Jay played fun parts along the way in Woody Allen's Everything You Want Always Want to Know About Sex, but Were Afraid to Ask in 1972, Warren Beatty's Shampoo, wow, was he in that? And even Big Top Pee-wee in 1988. While he played the delightfully eccentric Dr. Shrinker on the Kroft Super Show in 1976 for one season, he somewhat balanced the silliness with made-for-video Shakespearean performances of Macbeth in 81, The Tragedy of Othello, The Moor of Venice in 81, and Richard II in 1982. Some horror roles fell his way as well, with Train Ride to Hollywood, 1975, in which he played Dracula, Transylvania Twist in 1989, and Bram Stoker's Dracula in 1992. That was the Francis Ford Coppola one with Gary Oldman. Jay proved an ideal host for the Discovery Channel's Beyond Bizarre in 1997. Jay Robinson died at the age of 83 of congestive heart failure in his home in Sherman Oaks, California on September 27, 2013. That's one of those guys. When I first moved to Westlake Village that year here in California, Marie and I just got married, and God, we hadn't been there, 6 months, and I read George C. Scott dead in Westlake Village. He had moved there, and people had recognized him. They'd seen him in stores, and they said he was a great guy, and, he's a nice man, and no big deal, and blah, blah, blah. And it's one of those things. I wish I would have run into him. I probably would have been just in several. Mr. Scott, can I please? Anyway, so there you go. There was probably something way more interesting happening here. This is a documentary on Caligula that's on in the background there. You see. Well, how about that? Thank you. A lot of times I can't take it when people put these goddamn their take or their version of somebody or someone online, But I'm grateful for that, man, because he did. He just stole that movie. And it's, if a kid who's like, I was like 10 when I first saw it, if a 10-year-old kid can see that, obviously it must have happened, man, I'll tell you that. Demetrius and the Gladiators. All right. I can just see this. Pee-wee's Big Top. Holy Christ. Why don't we start a chapter of the Jay Robinson honorary Oscar. They probably wouldn't do it. I think it was a stunt. We should just gather and watch Jay Robinson movies someplace. I don't know. I wonder if we honored Jay, if it was Jay Robinson Theater every Sunday right here, and I'm playing nothing but Jay Robinson, even though they're, not eminent domain. All right. I think we're ready to go, man. Well, wait a minute. Here's the thing we have to do. We got to download the show. Go to December the 3rd, which looks like a winner of a show. It really does, seriously. Well, it's a Doug Danger. Why isn't that fixed? Where is the goddamn the tease line, man? Whatever you call that thing. Where's that thing? Can I change this here? I better not fuck with this. I'm afraid of fucking with it. I might change something, Modify your meta description by editing it right here. Boy, I hope I don't fuck this up. I'm really worried about fucking this up. I've never edited this meta description before, so I don't really know. Fuck it. I'll have to ask these cats later. Go ahead and update, man. Motherfucker. All right, man. I think we're groovy. I think we're groovier than groovy, man. I think we are like meta groovy. Dig? So that's way higher. It's way, way high. It's way up there, Daddy-O. It's just... All right. It's way, way up there and higher and... Okay. Yeah, Daddy. All right, man. December 3rd, right? Is that where we at? Okay, that's a groove. Here we go. Boom, bang, bang. We're ready. We're ready. We're ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm good. All right, let's go ahead. Here's the show. Download that motherfucker. Boom. Show's downloaded. Good. Now, we're just going to go do a little old thing called download a classic BSP Classic Hour. And that's going to be December 2002, okay? Yes, indeed. December 2002? Come on, motherfucker, let's go, huh? Jesus H. Christ. December 2002. And what do we find in December 2002? Let's see, Highway Safety and You with Bob Green of Fraser Foods. Hey, that sounds good, man. I don't even think I remember playing that one ever. That's from December 27th of 2002. Highway Safety and You. Don't let the whole bloody show. We'll take this part here and this part there. And we'll do this like that, right? And then we'll do this like this. First things first, bitch. Caligula, you would dare to tell Caesar? Jay Robinson. It's amazing, man. Johnny Roseboro said one time, he said, some guys get whole careers. Some guys get 1 year. He's talking about greatness when you just, it all comes together. He says, sometimes you get a whole career. He says, sometimes you just get 1 year. And he said, and some guys get one game. And he was talking about, at the time, a guy by the name of Dick Nen. You may recall the name. There was a Nen who played for the Marlins. That was Dick Nen's son. What the hell was it? Jeff Nen? Dick Nen came into a game for the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1963. The Dodgers were racing for the pennant win that year. San Francisco was close. The Dodgers could clinch with a victory, either 2 out of 3 or sweep of the Cardinals that weekend in September, and they were in St. Louis, and Dick Nen came in as a pinch hitter. He had just been called up from, at that time, the Dodgers' AAA team was, I think, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Jacked a 3-run homer, I think it was a 3-run shot, to the right field bleachers or the right field seats at Busch Stadium, or whatever the fuck it was called in 1963, and won it. And I'm telling you, this guy was all over the front page of the sports section. I even think he rated a few columns on the front page. That's how crazed the city was for Dick Nen that year, man. December. During that one game, I should say. Man, they even interviewed his parents, who were Russian immigrants. Is that his name, Jeff Nen, the kid from the Marlins? They interviewed his parents. I think they lived in L.A. They were immigrants from Russia, or maybe they were his grandparents. They had their pictures there. Oh, Christ, this guy was a star, man. He was, and I remember him hitting the home run. I was watching the game with my dad and just being absolutely elated when this pinch hitter, this guy Dick Nen, a right-hander, I think he hit from the right side of the plate and he went the other way with it. I could be wrong. I don't remember. You know, it's just, I remember how just, we just jumped up from where we were sitting and just went crazy. And the Dodgers went on to win the pennant that year and sweep the Yankees in 4 to win their second world championship in L.A. They'd won in 59 against the White Sox, and they won in 63. And that was great because the year before, 62, it was a heartbreaking fucking year. They lost a 2-game playoff to the San Francisco Giants. The Giants, didn't matter that they'd moved from New York. You know, if you're a Dodger fan, you hated the Giants. Still do. But It's not the feeling I had as a kid when I just fucking hated the Giants, you know, but now it's like, ah, here come the stinking Giants. That's about it. All right, man. I got that. Did I send it? I didn't send. Oh, Henry, you fucking asshole. Did you not send it? Okay, boom, let's go. Bang. It's sent. All right, so that's a groovy thing. Let's haul our asses back to where we was, and let's start this motherfucking show. What do you think? Ready? Monday, December 3rd, 2018. All right. Okay. He is my son, Ben Hur. So he's like the son of this Roman senator, right? Is that how that plays out? Because I don't remember, man. To save my fucking ass, I can't remember this shit to save my ass. All right. Ready? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, guys, it's Phil Hendry for take 2. Guys, Phil Hendry here for our Phil Hendry Show merch store and, of course, our Phil Hendry Show backstage pass. You might have seen the mailer that we sent out this past weekend, Luda Mall. That's right, baby. 25% off. I don't even know what the hell it was. Is this thing still on? Luda Mall. Luda Mall. Luda Mall, baby. Where is our... Here it is. Well, 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 our annual Luda Mall Black Friday special is back. You know the deal. The first 100 annual backstage passes will be going for 25% off. Not 20, 25. Don't miss out. These babies go fast. That's right.